You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. But also a fact, unemployment among Black Americans is still much higher than for white Americans, about twice as high, in fact, consistently, good economy or bad. And Black Americans earn less on average, even when comparing workers with similar degrees and professional training. Now, one last fact related to the previous two. Over the past 10 years or so, Black women have been starting their own businesses at the highest rate of any demographic group. That's according to the Institute for Women's Policy Research. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has a story about two of those women.
Hello. I'm Katie. Come on in.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, this is my dog.
She jumps and she sheds.
Katie Augsburger's 38. She lives with her 9-year-old daughter in a cute little bungalow in Portland, Oregon. When she got laid off from her management job at a local design company last October, she decided to launch her own HR firm to help companies attract and retain more workers of color like herself.
I don't regret the choice of going on my own, but it is scary. I own my house, so trying to come up with a mortgage and doing this work is really tough.
Augsburger was making about $100,000 a year when she got laid off.
Panic went through my head. A single working mom. And even though the job market that says unemployment is low, it is really hard to find a good job that is going to not just keep you surviving, but thriving.
Black women face higher rates of long-term unemployment and underemployment than white women. And they earn less, 12% less on average, even with similar education and job experience. Augsburger doesn't think race had anything to do with her layoff. Her company was downsizing. But she says she never quite fit in.
I was in this group of all white people who were pretty affluent, and that is not my upbringing, that is not my experience. And so when I got laid off, that kind of reaffirmed for me that I didn't belong.
In her consulting practice, she offers companies this value proposition. I'll help you do a better job bringing minority professionals on board and keeping them around.
A lot of our diversity and inclusion work in companies is about making white people comfortable with brown faces. It's not about making brown people comfortable to work there.
Augsburger's advice, provide basic training. Be open to conversations about your workers' racial and socioeconomic background. And ask them what they need, perhaps subsidized transportation or childcare, to create a more level playing field so everyone can succeed. DeWanda Smith-Soder also recently became unemployed after a string of corporate HR jobs ended.
Got the proverbial phone call. They were reducing the project, so I was last hired. You know what happens to the last hire. So
Smith-Soder is 58, raising a teenage son. We met at an outdoor cafe near her home in Sarasota, Florida. She's got a strong resume, degrees in business and psychology, jobs running franchises, and HR departments focusing on minority recruitment. Early in her career, she was the only African-American member of a management team that got together twice a month to play cards. The game was euchre.
Not only was I never invited to go play euchre, but one of my coworkers used to come to my office to find out if I had any ideas for what she could make as an hors d'oeuvre.
Smith-Soder wasn't particularly interested in playing cards. What she wanted was the inside scoop that came with the game.
This is where they talk about the jobs that are coming open in the company, the different leaders, what area is moving, which ones are not. I mean, it's a very informal system.
A system she's tried to open up through the diversity trainings that she's developed. Now that she's unemployed, she's looking for independent HR gigs. She's got her retirement nest egg, her mortgage is paid for the next year, and she's planning to try her hand at acting and writing about the complexities of race and work in America today. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.